This is Akashvani. In the weekly program Current Affairs, now we bring you exclusive interviews on India's historic achievements in Paralympics 2024.
Paris 2024 Paralympics is making the world to look at India from different prism, defeating its own record of 19 medals in Tokyo Olympics, and now India has become one of the top 20 nations in the medals tally. We are going to be joined by several experts and players themselves. First, a man who is donning various hats, being a bureaucrat, a badminton player, now double medal winner in two consecutive Olympics, silver medal in Tokyo and in Paris, the world number one badminton player from India, Mr. Suhas L. Esiraj. Welcome, sir.
Thank you so much. Thanks for having me.
So first of all, congratulations for winning double medals in two consecutive Olympics. So take us through the preparedness for badminton.
If you look at the medal tally in Tokyo, the out of 19 medals, we had won 4 medals. And this time also, we have won 5 medals out of approximately 25 so far, because Paris, still we are counting and we are getting medals every day. So badminton, yes, has bad lion's share of medals. And in Paralympics, the lion's share of medal is always para-athletics. And after athletics, it is the badminton which has bad more medals. And after that, you can see shooting, archery, and few other sports winning medals. Yes, badminton is a very popular sport in India. And very happy to be part of the badminton fraternity and to have contributed to the medal tally.
Sir, what is the preparedness towards being a Paralympian, especially badminton, sir?
One should choose a sport that they love to play. Badminton is such a sport that people enjoy playing at leisure. It gives a lot of happiness, and many youngsters, or in fact it is played by the age group of 8 to 80 or even 85-year-old persons can enjoy the sport. Very few sports have this distinction of being played by an 80-year-old child and an 80-year-old man or a woman. So in that sense, it is a sport that is universally accepted. In badminton, or it is applicable to other sports also, more so in badminton, you need two aspects that you need to look into. That is, one is fitness. In last many years, badminton game has become essentially extremely survival of the fittest, in the sense, if you are not fit, you will not be able to compete at the highest level, especially in the categories that I represent, the SL4 category, which is essentially minor disability, which is very close to able body badminton. Fitness is extremely important. For that, you need to continuously exercise and have a proper dietary structure in place. Next is the skill. Skill part is, as they say, practice makes man perfect. The more you play, the more you practice, the quality aspect of it, you become continuously better. And one more aspect is, unlike in athletics, say, you can do your personal best and it does not really matter how much others do. Yes, it does, because finally you are ranked. But you are not continuously fighting with the other person. In badminton, you are continuously playing with the other person, so a lot of mind games. Again, one more challenge in badminton, which is not there in other sports. Every player, every sport has its own challenges. For example, if a person who is doing running race has to probably run in a heat and then in the final round. Or a person throwing javelin will have to concentrate for that 6 or 10 minutes when he does his 6 throws. In badminton, you will have to, in Paris, every match was a knockout match. So you have to win the first round, second round, and then the semifinals. So if you lose even a single match, you're out of the tournament. So you have to keep your focus for almost 1 hour on the court, day in, day out. So these are the challenges that I feel a badminton player goes through.
Sir, how the coaching needs special attention when it comes to para-athletes? What are the different methodologies that has to be followed? Or what sort of infrastructure or amenities that one has to possess to get trained?
Personally speaking, in our category, it is very close to the competition level is extremely high. And in Paralympics also, badminton, if you are vying for a medal in Paralympics, you have to play with the able-bodied athletes, and you should be able to defeat the able-bodied athletes at a decent level. Only then can you aim to even win a medal in Paralympics. So in that sense, I don't see much special requirement that is needed to coach para badminton as such. But then in para badminton, again, the challenge is there in badminton also, that every athlete tries to analyze the videos of the opponent and they try to find things in the armor, weakness in the opponent, then they try to give you shuttles there or make you play more. So I think that is how a racket sport works, that you try to analyze the opponent and then you'll have to continuously improve your game and ensure that there are no weaknesses as such.
Sir, as you are in the Ministry of Sports and you being the civil servant who is catering to the needs of the athletes and the sports personnel, and you're also a player by yourself, so could you tell us the government efforts that are being taken to improve para athletes' livelihood as well as in sporting career?
The government of India and government of UP, I can speak for government of UP also. First, speaking about government of India, if you look at the scheme of Target Olympic Podium scheme, which is popularly known as TOP scheme, where most of the para athletes are also covered, government of India also gives all the facilities to para athletes that they give to able-bodied athletes. So they treat more or less quite equally. And coming to the UP government has also adopted the same approach, that I'll come to the specific supports that government gives, but equal treatment is given to para athletes as it is given to the able-bodied elite athletes. So number one is the sporting infrastructure that is already present in at the district level and sometimes even at the developmental block level, that is the tehsil or taluka level. Second part is the coaching infrastructure level. Uttar Pradesh has the concept of sports colleges wherein the young children are trained and along with that they can study also. And the support system for athletes. For example, Uttar Pradesh has a yojana or a scheme called Eklavya Krida Kosh Yojana, wherein an athlete who is at the national level can be supported up to an annual support of rupees 5 lakhs. So like this, and also you know that central government and the state governments give prize money to medal winners of Olympics, Paralympics, of Asian Para Games and Commonwealth Games, etc. And also, Paralympic medal winners in Uttar Pradesh are directly given the jobs. That is the same as that of Olympic winners. Mm-hmm. And that too, group A jobs. So quite senior positions. And there is general reservation for sports persons. All this has generally created a positive atmosphere for sports persons in general.
Sir, with that positive note, thank you so much. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you so much.
Now I am joined by the first medalist from pistol parachuting which India has ever possessed. The one who has bagged the bronze medal from Paris 2024, Miss Rubina Francis. Welcome, ma'am. Ma'am, how is it feels and what do you think about winning a medal, being the first para pistol shooter? Take us through your preparedness.
The feeling is so good. That is like my dream team too. I'm so overwhelmed that I just got this title. First pistol shooter to got this medal at Paralympics. So grateful, so thankful to my coach, my whole team for this. I'm very thankful to everyone over India. Everyone was praying for me for that. Thank you so much for that.
Take us through the government support that you have received. How supportive it was?
Government had supported from the beginning only. SAI, PCI, everyone was there with us throughout our journey. They have funded on time. They supported us with emotionally, mentally and financially also. So they have played a great role in the journey.
Ma'am, congratulations and thanks for joining with us.
Thank you so much.
Now it is another feather in the cap. The Padma Shri and Khel Ratna awardee, the first Indian woman who has won the medal in 2016, the former president of PCI, Dr. Deepa Malik. Ma'am, welcome.
Welcome. Hello. And thank you. India is really celebrating, I think, a huge gratitude to every Indian who is giving their love to para sports now.
My first question is how it is feeling. We have won, I think as of now, it is 26 medals and counting.
And counting, because we are still waiting Simran to have her race. We are waiting for Prachi. We are waiting for Miss Ojha to do their canoeing. Both of them have moved to the next round. So, yes, three more women I'm looking at, most hopefully.
You are the right person to take us through the preparedness.
The first time I was asked this question was when I won the medal in 2016, and I said it's very lonely out here. Being first is fine, but paradoxically upset. And I was asking myself the question, what took more than 70 years for independent India to make a female medal? And ever since, it has been an endeavor to create awareness, every platform, any medium, even by initiating the change through policies and leading by an example. I've continued to work hard to encourage women to come and participate. And I think at the age of 46, when I won my medal, everybody said, all right, if she can win. And that too, I had to shift in last 11 months from javelin preparations to shot put. And just with 11 months hardcore preparation, I could get that medal. So that gave a lot of faith. And the reason, the biggest reason behind that was inclusive policies. When the respect of mainstream sport was given to a struggling federation, Paralympic Committee of India has given such a huge platform to persons with disability, and they have practically gone on literally, I mean, if it is a federation for disabled people, they have literally moved on crutches with no sponsorships, with no proper policies, handful of people holding each other's hand, founded by Chandrasekhar ji, Mahadevya ji, Shankar Iyer ji, Manu Bhai ji, Kanti Bhai ji, who were all persons with disabilities. They were the founder members in 1974, and it took note and policies to come and become robust only after 2016 majorly. Of course, few states had already adopted it, but it is the inclusive policies, the support of the funding scheme, which gives you the liberty to customize your training, to be able to buy the right kind of prosthetics, wheelchairs, assistive aids, get science and nutrition and technology into your sport. It's only then can a medal be made. And if you say what is the journey of preparation from not having a single bathroom or an accommodation which was wheelchair amicable, or struggling to get end-to-end accessibility from your home, from your village to a playing field in disabilities like visual impairment, in disabilities like dwarfs, in disabilities like spinal cord injury, polio. And then we come to a stage where when one woman won a medal in 2016, this time 11 women have already won. So I say one woman medal in Rio, three medals in Tokyo, and in one day, on 30th of August, three women medals were won. On 2nd of September, there were eight medals won, out of which 50% were women. These are the markers of the progress. So when I took over in 2019, actually, we utilized the COVID time by transcribing all the international Paralympic rules into simple Hindi language, put them as webinars. What is classification? How do you play? What are the first step, second step, third step? Where do you go and report? We started doing grassroots talent identification. We started, after a gap of 12 years, the junior, sub-junior to identify the new talent. And government has been a huge support. A shabashi from the Prime Minister has done wonders. It is like a magic wand, because everybody took note. And when a Prime Minister says that Divyang sports are at par, the whole country gets focused on it. And with that comes the corporate social responsibility focus and some sponsorship. Not all. We still want more.
And I would like to ask you, what are the steps, what are the infrastructure, logistic, what are the efforts that have been taken to coach the players? Because it is not as easy as we speak. We need to put in a lot of investment, a lot of research, a lot of efforts. Could you take us through what are the efforts that have been put and how players are coached in different disciplines?
I think the first huge kudos to the Paralympic Committee of India, who has taken the onus to become a sports federation. You know, till a very long time, it was being treated like an NGO, okay, charity sports for persons with disability. But now the federation has also decided that, no, this is a national sports federation and we have to behave like one and we have to be more professional and transparent in our approach. From being just an entry level federation where you just field entries internationally, it has become a functional federation and I'm very happy to be part of the change. When I received the federation, it was defunct. Government has also taken away the recognition. The accounts were seized. But the team from 2020 worked so hard and now the process is step one, talent identification. Step two, medical classification and categorization. That is very important in which medical category or disability category will the athlete play. For that, we need education. For that, we need people who have understanding of classifying a disability. So we have now educated people from the field, physiotherapists. We made them do online courses with IPC. So that they understand how a swimmer is classified, how an athlete is classified, what are the classifications for badminton, what is the classification for table tennis. Unless you don't know how to classify and where to place the athlete, it is difficult for them to play. So that knowledge helped. Similarly, Sports Authority of India also got research analysts on board and they made research officer of a particular sport to understand the sport and also justify a transparent process of entry. Random people were not going. There was a proper charting of their progress. And sports science has been added. Knowledge of anti-doping has been added. You know, so many times the person is very talented but unknowingly has eaten some wrong substance, misguided by local gym trainers who just want to build muscles. Because that training is very important. So we could save our talent, protect them from falling into any anti-doping substance. That we became educated and we created a lot of education programs. SAI also gave a lot of education programs online to athletes. Now we talk about giving them the right prosthetic. Target Olympic Podium Scheme and the funding programs to Indian Oil or our supporting partners like SBI Foundation, Hero Foundation, we were able to procure good quality, international quality artificial limbs because that makes or breaks a competition. Then we got the right support and emotional support for a para-athlete is very important. So who they take? For example, I'm a lady who has chest pillow paralysis. I need to change my diapers. If you send me with a random person, emotionally, I will be very disturbed. So to customize who I choose to take with me as my attendant, for example, this time Sheetal had her mother by her side. And she clearly said that the armless archer, she said, having my mother was such a strength for me to win this medal at such a tender age of 17 years. So we gave this knowledge and this liberty and we were also supported by a lot of stakeholders like OGQ, Go Sports. They also gave professionals to the athletes, educated them in information technology so that they can Google their opponent's progress because so many of them are from village background. They cannot afford smart tabs.
Right.
So they were taught to do that.
Hmm.
So there has been a lot of things that have been added and I think awareness and media has been a huge pillar of strength for us because to talk about these inspirational stories, so from one Deepa, now we have 14 more medals.
Right.
Unless there is awareness, Avni, she's a double medalist and not just medal, it's a double gold. You have a Bulandshahr, she left her village in 9th trying to look for education and today she's going to get grade 1 job because she has 2 medals in track. Preeti Pal has become the first man, woman, disabled, able to get a track medal for India at the Olympic Paralympic level. There has been a lot of homework that has gone in.
With that positive note, let's all stand and count and keep contributing. Thanks for everything that you do. And let's hope that our athletes would come with more medals and we celebrate more.
Kudos.
as we have been interacting with our guests, it's time for us to listen to our Prime Minister interacting with the winners from Paris 2024 Paralympics.
ये सर माता रानी का आशीर्वाद ही है सर, बस कैसे होता है पता नहीं।
नहीं, माता रानी के आशीर्वाद के बिना तो कुछ होता ही नहीं है, ये तो है, लेकिन आप भी तो माता रानी के आशीर्वाद के अनुसार उनकी आज्ञा का पालन करते हो ना।
हाँ जी सर।
देखिए, मेरी बहुत शुभकामनाएं हैं और राकेश बहुत अच्छे ढंग से आपकी चिंता भी करता है तो मुझे बहुत अच्छा लगता है। सुमित जी है क्या वहाँ?
हाँ जी सर।
नमस्ते सर।
सुमित नमस्ते।
कैसे सर?
बहुत बढ़िया है, बताइए क्या खबर है वहाँ का?
गोल्ड मेडल जीता है सर। और
तो आपको बधाई, जितनी बधाई थी उतनी कम है।
बहुत बहुत धन्यवाद।
तो टोक्यो और टोक्यो के बाद पेरिस लगातार और अपने भी रिकॉर्ड तोड़ रहे हो आप तो।
सर आशीर्वाद है सर, और कंट्री का, पूरी कंट्री का, जिस तरह से देशवासी सभी सपोर्ट कर रहे हैं तो काफी मोटिवेट करती है सर वो चीजें, और कोशिश करेंगे कि सर आगे भी ऐसे ही आपका आशीर्वाद बना रहा तो आगे भी ऐसे ही देश को एलए में भी कंट्री को प्राउड फील करवाएंगे सर।
ये मिट्टी के जांच करनी पड़ेगी
सर, मेरे को लगता है सोनीपत नहीं, हमारे पूरे देश में ही ऐसी मिट्टी है सर की, और जिस तरह से सर आप सब लोग सपोर्ट कर रहे हो, आप स्पेशली आप जिस तरह से
आप सेना के परिवार के बेटे हो
जी सर, और सर जिस तरह से आप
मुझे परिवार में आप पैदा हुए हैं
जी जी,
और जिस प्रकार से आप चीजों को कर रहे हैं देश आपके दिल में है, ये सबसे बड़ी बात है जी। देखिए सर, हम लोग सब देश के लिए निकले हैं, हर अलग अलग क्षेत्र में जितनी प्रगति करते हैं उसी से देश का नाम बनता है।
बिल्कुल सर।
सुमित मेरी तरफ से बहुत बहुत बधाई है।
बहुत बहुत धन्यवाद सर। जी सर, जी सर, पता लगा सर, हमें निकाल दिया सर हमारे साथ में।
बहुत शुभकामनाएं।
बहुत बहुत धन्यवाद।
बाकी हमारे सारे जो साथी हैं, कोची है, अन्य खिलाड़ी है, सबको मेरी तरफ से बधाई देना भैया।
बिल्कुल सर, बिल्कुल।
नाउ आई एम जॉइंड बाय द गुरु, द कोच ऑफ पैराशूटिंग, मिस्टर जेपी नोटियाल। नोटियाल साहब, वेलकम।
थैंक यू सो मच
सर। फर्स्ट ऑफ ऑल, एज अ कोच, share your experience. How are you feeling?
It's a mixed feeling, I should say. Definitely very proud of my shooters, that four of shooters, they have got the medals. And yes, definitely I was expecting more. Some of the shooters, yes, they were new. They could reach to that, if I could say, pinnacle. But they couldn't maintain it. So that's why I call it a mixed feeling.
As a real teacher who has to feel in a way you have expressed, sir, could you educate us please? Is there a different way of coaching the para-athletes for shooting and the rest? What are the infrastructure, logistics and other concerns, and how you have overcome all these?
Definitely, there is a method of coaching them differently. They are differently able, so definitely the method is also different. Like determination, they are on the top of the world, but definitely with that they become sensitive. So we have to actually even choose our words to coach them. And once we do that, then the sky is the limit. They definitely go a long, long way to achieve.
So take us through the government efforts. As a coach, you have been witnessing the transformation. We have been defeating our own record of medals tally in Paralympics. So take us through the government efforts and how do you forecast the future?
Definitely, we have some limitations, like only 12 shooters can participate in Paralympics. So definitely that is one of the limitations. But from the government side, definitely I'll say that when I had started like parachuting in 2016, that time the budget was hardly 7 lakh rupees. And today it goes into crores. So definitely the help from the government has gone up. The awareness in the government sector has gone up. And due to this knowledge, definitely the interaction between government, shooters and coaches has gone up. Yes, definitely in few of the area, I will again request government to look into, like the development of coaches and remunerations to the coaches. But overall, definitely I'm satisfied the way the government is promoting parachuting. And next Paralympics, I hope that we will definitely keep our motto high. We should get around 7 to 8 medals, definitely, yes.
One who is aspiring to become a parachuter, where do they have to approach?
It's actually, we start with medical classification. Like, people get confused actually in their disability certificates. So they think that, okay, they can take up any sports. There is an international guideline. So first, one has to go to the medical classification. So that is done by us. So they can definitely reach even to me at notyal2006@hotmail.com. So they can write to me. And definitely, we need their disability certificate and their photo or their Aadhaar card. And then we call them, and definitely phone number. And we call them actually for the medical classification. Like, I'd like to give you an example that we have medically classified around 3,000 persons, but 950 only were eligible actually to take up shooting. So this is the first step, and then we can definitely guide them further.
Your message to the budding parachuters? And what's your message to those who want to venture into para sports, especially shooting?
I will say, please dream high, but go step by step. So go, your happiness should be smaller, smaller. Your per shot, and your definitely the goal should be higher. And once you just go step to step, so you will definitely reach to your higher goal, which you have fixed or you have really imagined, you have really visioned. So definitely.
Sir, thank you so much.
Thank you.
These stories are the testaments to unwavering dedication and resilience. Our athletes continue to influence and impress millions with their passion and determination. They are proving time and again that it doesn't matter what we have, but it really matters what we do with what we have. I would like to thank all my guests who have joined me in this discussion from India as well as from Paris. Thank you so much.
You are listening to exclusive interviews on India's historic achievements in Paralympics 2024. This program was produced and presented by the News Services Division of Akashvani. You can listen to it on our mobile app News on AIR. This program is also available on our YouTube channel News on AIR Official. You may share your feedback about this program through email at airnstalks@gmail.com or WhatsApp on 9289094044.